This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program. This is a Sunnah 2. And as you know, in this program of ours, we are endeavoring to cover those Sunan, those beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which relate to his mannerisms, his blessed conduct, his character, subhanallah. And in this episode too, we're going to speak about another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the sunnah of smiling. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile often in his blessed life. And he instructed the Ummah to also adopt this way as well. Inshallah, we're going to hear about the fadail, the virtues of smiling, and then some accounts as well from the seerah, from the life of our pious predecessors. So let us begin. The first hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not consider any good deed as inferior. Do not belittle any good deed. Even smiling at your brother when you meet him. Subhanallah. So targhib, encouragement, persuasion has been given in the hadith to smile. But remember, where Islam has told us to smile, it's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it's also told us the limitations. Where you should smile, who you should smile at, who you shouldn't smile at, lest it becomes fitna, a tribulation for you. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying, when you meet your fellow Muslim brother, you should smile at him. Unfortunately, in this day and age, some people, they have a permanent frown on their face. Constant frown. It's almost as if you have to pay them to smile. And they just don't have that habit, that aada. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile often. Another hadith, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that when revelation would descend, wahi, then I would say in my heart that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who warns his nation. And when revelation would be over, then I would consider the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one who smiles the most from amongst the people, and he had the best character from them all. So he's explaining two contrasting situations. First of all, when wahi, revelation, would descend, the Prophet alaihi wasallam was serious in nature. He would warn the nation, tell them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And when that situation was over, now when in a different context, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled the most from the people. From amongst the people, he was the one who smiled the most. And he had the best akhlaq. So what he's trying to say is that the Prophet alaihi wasallam wasn't in one state all the time, constantly warning someone, always serious. When wahi would descend, yes, that was the requirement. That was the need at that time. But when wahi was explained to people, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smile abundantly amongst people. When wahi had been explained, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile abundantly, and he had the best akhlaq as well. Let's listen to another hadith. Sayyiduna Nufay A'ma radiyallahu an, he met Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib radiyallahu an. Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib radiyallahu an held my hand. Who's saying this? Sayyiduna Nufay A'ma. He says he held my hand. He shook my hand. And then he began smiling. When he smiled, he said, he asked, do you know why I did this? Why I took hold of your hands, shook your hand, smiled at you? Do you know why I did this? I said, no, I'm not aware of why you did this. So he, meaning Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted me the privilege to meet him, the honor to meet him. And he did exactly the same as I just did. And then he asked me, The Prophet ﷺ asked me, do you know why I did this? And I answered in the negative, no, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet ﷺ explained and he said, when two Muslims meet and they shake hands with each other and they both smile at each other for the rida, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then before they part, before they leave each other's company, their sins are forgiven. Subhanallah. Look at our beautiful religion of Islam. You're rewarded for smiling. Your sins are forgiven for smiling. The Prophet ﷺ took a hold of this companion's hand, shook his hand, smiled at him, and then asked him, do you know why I did this? Because when two believers meet in this manner, they shake hands, they smile at each other for the sake of Allah, Allah forgives their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins before they even part. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How many of us do this? And today, people have all sorts of greetings. And many are un-Islamic, unfortunately. And they meet others in a way that they're not rewarded for their greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Smiling. There's no smiling. How you doing, bro? What's up? What's going on? No expression. It's like a robot speaking. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ specifically met a companion in this manner, who then later on met another companion and showed him that this is how the Prophet ﷺ met. When someone meets you in a beautiful way, you remember it. That memory remains. And you think, subhanAllah, that person met me so warmly, in such a beautiful manner, in a cheerful manner. So we should follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, when you speak, speak in a good manner. When somebody is speaking, listen attentively, listen in a good manner. When you meet someone, smile at them. And fulfilling an oath is from the akhlaq, the character of a believer. Again, another hadith where the Prophet ﷺ is stressing upon smiling at your fellow Muslim brother. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she describes the manner in which the Prophet ﷺ would smile. She says, I never saw the Prophet ﷺ smile to the extent that his throat became visible, the root of the tongue towards the throat area. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only smile. And those people should take heed from this, who when they smile or when they laugh uncontrollably. You could see everything in the mouth region. And it shouldn't be like that. It should be controlled. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam smiled. But what did Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha state? That it wasn't to the extent that the throat area became visible. In another narration, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anha, he states that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the masjid, no one would raise their head, meaning the companions would be in the masjid, nobody would raise their head to look at the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except for Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, the shaykhain. They would look at the Prophet alayhi salam and smile, and the Prophet alayhi salam would reciprocate. The Prophet alayhi salam would smile at them as well. SubhanAllah, imagine that beautiful scene. The Prophet alayhi salam enters the majlis, the masjid rather, and the Sahaba are seated. Only Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhumah would look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would smile at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rest of the companions wouldn't. And the Prophet alayhi salam would smile at Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah as well. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he states that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the companions of the Prophet alayhi salam, they would mention poetry. They would recite poetry in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while smiling. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam would also smile. SubhanAllah. And the last narration before I move on to some accounts. In Shifa Sharif, it states that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, then subhanAllah, the walls would become illuminated. The surroundings would become illuminated. Is why this is because the Prophet ﷺ, subhanAllah, his smile was nurani. The Prophet ﷺ would emit light, subhanAllah, when he would smile, and things would become enlightened, illuminated around him. SubhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ, he would live amongst the Sahaba, he would meet them, he would smile a lot, he would be pleased at what they said. And sometimes he would smile to such an extent that his blessed molars would become visible. This is also documented. Let us listen to an account from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Once an Arabi, a Bedouin, came to the court of the Prophet ﷺ. And at that time, the Prophet ﷺ, the complexion, the blessed complexion, was mutaghayyir. It was somewhat changed from normal. And Sahaba Ikram understood that this is not normal for the Prophet ﷺ, for his complexion, for his blessed face to look like this. The Bedouin wanted to ask a question. The Sahaba said to him, don't ask. Because we notice that the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't seem like he normally does. His complexion has changed. The Arabi, the Bedouin, he was adamant. He said, let me ask the question. By Allah, who sent you as the truthful Prophet, I will not leave you except that you will be smiling. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have heard, we have been informed that Dajjal, the deceiver, the great deceiver, who will come at the end of time, he will bring Sarid. Sarid is when you place bread into curry, you mix it. He will bring Sarid, and at that time people will be starving to death. And he will present that to them, he will give that to them. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you suggest for me? If I'm there at that time and I'm hungry, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I refrain from eating that sarid, suffer weakness and then eventually die? Or shall I eat it, remove my starvation, and then embrace faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reject the Dajjal? And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, the Sahaba narrating, they said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled so much that his blessed molars became apparent, became visible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no. The thing through which Allah makes other Muslims independent at that time, He will also make you independent through the same means as well. Subhanallah. Look at this account from the life of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, that Bedouin is asking, if the Dajjal is giving that sarid, should I refrain from eating it, become weak and die, or should I eat it, satiate myself, eat to my fill, and then embrace faith in Allah and reject the Dajjal? The Prophet ﷺ began smiling. Allahu Akbar. So this is what we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a person came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've destroyed myself. The Prophet alayhi salam asked him, what has destroyed you? What thing has destroyed you? He said, I was fasting. And in this state of fasting, I had intimate relations with my spouse. The Prophet alayhi salam said, do you have a slave which you can free in terms of expiation? He said, no. The Prophet alayhi salam said, can you fast 2 months consecutively? He said, no, I can't. The Prophet ﷺ said, can you feed 60 destitute people? Again, he answered, no, I can't do any of these. I can't free a slave. I can't fast 2 months consecutively. I can't feed 60 destitute people. The Prophet ﷺ remained in this state. Some time after, a basket full of dates was brought to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salam now turned to that person who said, I've been destroyed, and said, take this basket of dates and give all of them a sadaqah, a charity. Listen to what he said. He said, is there a faqir, an impoverished person more than me, someone more in need than me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There is no house in Madinatul Munawwara, the two corners of Madinatul Munawwara, who is more in need than me. My house is most needy. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard this, he smiled so much that his illuminated, luminous molars became apparent and visible. He said, go and feed them to your family. And feed them to your family members. Subhanallah. Look at the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we also learn from this is that the Prophet alaihi salam is shari'. he has ikhtiyar, he is the legislator. If he did not have authority to change a ruling for one individual or another, then how was he allowed to say this to this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, that you don't need to free a slave, you don't need to feed 60 people, or you don't need to do the third option, which is fast 2 months consecutively, and these dates, eat them yourself, don't even give them a sadaqah. Who can do that besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This shows his ikhtiyar that Allah has granted him, subhanallah, and he is able to exclude someone from a general ruling of sharia, subhanallah. But we also learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled so much in this situation when that sahabi said that there is no house more needy than mine. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allow me to eat those dates. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, go and eat those dates yourself, feed them to your family members. A final account I'll mention, Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam, that advise me something. Advise me regarding something. Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam said, O son of Imran, continue smiling. Do not be angry often. Continue smiling. Do not get angry often. Be someone who provides much benefit, immense benefit. Do not be someone who harms others. Stay far away from disputes and only go somewhere due to a reason. If there's no reason for you to go somewhere, don't go. Subhanallah. Moreover, besides being surprised or amazed at something, do not laugh, do not smile. Do not remind people of their sins. Do not make them feel embarrassed because of their shortcomings. And cry upon your own shortcomings. Beautiful nasa'ih, pieces of advice given by Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam. And of course, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam is an accepted prophet in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these teachings are in fact for me and you. What was said? Number one, continue smiling. Don't be angry often. Provide much benefit to people. Don't cause harm to people. Stay far away from disputes. Don't go anywhere without any need, real need. And besides hearing or seeing something which is astonishing, amazing, don't laugh, don't smile. And do not embarrass people because of their sins, because of their shortcomings. And cry over your own shortcomings. This is what we need to do in our life. And one of the things that was mentioned is continue smiling. So subhanAllah, we heard in this episode that smiling is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we don't have a habit, we have to force ourselves. It will take time, but inshallah, before you know it, there'll come a time where, subhanAllah, it's natural. You meet your fellow Muslim brothers, you meet your parents, you meet your siblings, spouse, children, you'll be smiling at them, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to follow this sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam and to revive it in our communities as well. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.